I can't tell you how many times we've done stories here about people going to the hospital, and they end up going to the hospital and end up with something even worse than perhaps they went in with. And we're talking about hospital-borne infections, which is a serious and dangerous problem throughout the country today. And now, Scott, maybe you can address this. They're coming up with some dress codes as a mechanism for reducing the incidence of infections of hospitals, and in particular banning ties. Now, why ties? We're talking about men's ties, right? They wear around their neck.
Well, Frank, like anything else, there's been a study done. And this particular study has revealed the fact that neckties worn by doctors and other medical personnel are likely carriers of infection-causing bacteria. And as you alluded to, we know that the rate of MRSA infections, as we've discussed on the show from time to time, has skyrocketed over the last several years. In fact, there were 2,000 reported instances of MRSA infections in 1993, now to just under 375,000 reported cases over that 15-year period of time in 2005. So there have been studies done by several healthcare institutions, two of which reside in Indiana as well as in Missouri. And they have found that by instituting a hygienic dress code, they have significantly reduced their hospital-acquired infections by more than 50%. So they have introduced a code to prohibit doctors. It is eight times more likely to come from a doctor or healthcare personnel's ties than a security officer's because of their interaction with patients, I would surmise, in addition to other people who are coming in needing health care who are already carrying these infections.
Whatever works, I guess, right?
Frank, I'm going to take a wild stab at this. MRSA, which is what what Scott's been talking about, is MRSA. It's methylene-resistant Staph aureus. The Staph aureus pathogen is a bacteria that exists on the skin. And so I would imagine that when doctors wear ties, they don't only wear them in hospitals, in addition to their sterilized gowns, but they wear them in their offices when they see patients who are coming in from the community. And so the ties themselves, that element of the garment, which is not sterilized as part of the hospital procedure, is an element of introduction to the Staph aureus pathogen, MRSA, which is not controlled by hospitals. And so hospitals are trying to make an effort to control them. I mean, I think this study is brilliant in its identification of routes of introduction of the Staph aureus pathogen.
Well, I'd ask Scott whether there's any study on bow ties instead of those long ties.
I don't know.
We changed the bow ties.
You know, whatever works.
Maybe
works.
If the doctors clean the ties.
Actually, clean the ties, right?
Well, you know, everybody comes home and you hang your tie up if it doesn't have a gravy stain. Some people wear it again anyway. And, you know, I'm just kidding around a little bit, but...
Yeah, well, I'm sure a lot of people are probably asking the same question, but as I said before, the proof is in the pudding. Whatever works, works, because apparently in New York, I believe it is, they had a dress code there, and some other states as well, and they've seen a 50% drop.
Yeah.
Right? And then you have Indiana, a new hospital there opened 2 years ago with a dress code and has had no reported instances of hospital-acquired infection. So,
I want to know what they're doing in Texas with those bolo ties.
Yeah, what do they call those things?
What, those bolo string ties?
The string ties. I would think they're safe.
Actually, yeah. You know, with the string ties, there's less material, so therefore the...
Right. Less MRSA.
The risk of an infection being carried on less material. Yeah,
I think we talked this to death. What's next?
All right, we're going to take a break. That's what's next. And when we come back, we have the story here about the 15-year-old girl whose back operation went wrong when the surgeon cut her kidney.